Control. I'm Mary Corsetti, Fox News. Southwest Airlines CEO Bob Jordan telling reporters that repositioning crew and aircrafts has been a manual process that takes time with its point-to-point system. And time it has surely taken, as thousands of flights are still canceled. But Southwest says things will go back to normal by Friday.
They promise with minimal disruptions. Plenty of disruptions today across the nation. 2,400, almost 2,500 cancellations across the board of American Aviation, but 2,300 plus of those belong to Southwest Airlines as they still feel the impact of the meltdown from this winter storm. Jump ahead to tomorrow, and that number drops to 39 projected cancellations, again, as the executives are promising a return to normal operations.
Fox's Mike Tobin. Meanwhile, the U.S. is requiring anyone traveling from China to test 2 days before leaving and provide a negative before boarding their flight.
CDC is announcing this step to slow the spread of COVID-19 in the United States during the surge of COVID-19 cases in the PRC, given the lack of adequate and transparent epidemiological and viral genomic sequence data being reported from the PRC, People's Republic of China. Now, before the Biden team took control, during the 2020 primaries, travel restrictions like this one were considered by the Biden team political. Remember, a day after President Trump limited travel from China, Biden's campaign account tweeted, "We are in the midst of a crisis with the coronavirus. We need to lead the way with science, not Donald Trump's record of hysteria, xenophobia, and fear-mongering."
Fox's Peter Ducey. And Vivian Westwood, an influential fashion designer who played a key role in the punk movement, died today. Westwood's team announcing the death on social media, saying she died peacefully. She was 81. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
A mother and father of two, as well as another parent, were found dead in a cold Arizona lake. Police responded to reports that three people were missing in Woods Canyon Lake. That's when rescuers pulled the first drowning victim from the water. The others were found the next day. The couple leave behind two children, an 11-year-old and a 7-year-old. Officials say they had been posing for pictures on the icy lake when they fell through. Plus, a deputy has been injured in Tennessee, and the man suspected of shooting at him has been killed.
Hamilton County Sheriff Austin Garrett says a man opened fire on his deputies during a pursuit, but then they lost the vehicle. Then Sheriff Garrett says he himself spotted the car in a motel parking lot and the pursuit began again. Garrett says the man opened fire at deputies in downtown Chattanooga. One deputy was hit but not seriously injured, and then deputies returned fire, killing the man.
And fired at my deputies again as he came out of the car. So he was pretty intent on getting away and didn't care who he endangered in the process.
They say the man was suspected of driving a stolen car into Tennessee from Georgia, which is why the pursuit began in the first place. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
And six members of an organization designated as a domestic terrorism group get a $15,000 bond while they're awaiting trial in Georgia.
These six people are under 25 years old, mostly from out of state, and they have been charged with domestic terrorism for violent confrontations in Georgia. They battled out with police outside of Atlanta at a training center that's being built for police on about 80 wooded acres. They are members of a group called Defend the Forest. That group has been designated as a terrorist organization by the Department of Home Security. In the latest scene, many of the members of the group were up in tree houses. They were wearing gas masks and in camouflage. They threw rocks and bottles at police who responded with non-lethal weapons. And police say they've attacked construction workers on a number of occasions.
Fox's Steve Harrigan. I'm Mary Corsetti, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.